What's up, Tree Service Marketing Secrets Facebook group? Hope everybody's having a great week. It's Wednesday, March 20th, and I wanted to do a quick update today. Last week, we went over the new Google algorithm update, the helpful content update. And so I wanted to make sure I kind of just expanded on that just a little bit because that update's very, very important. We've seen a lot of websites get de-indexed offline, which basically just means the website doesn't show up in search results any longer. So if you search for that tree company or you search for the keywords in that tree company's local city, their website does not show up. Now, none of our client websites have done that because we always have unique human written content on the website. So basically what the algorithm update stated was that Google is going to start penalizing and pushing down in the rankings and slapping and putting in the sandbox any websites that are publishing too much AI content. They have a way to detect that and just cranking out too many pages because they know that's unnatural. So if your website recently has been slapped or put in the sandbox by Google and now you can't find it on the internet, it could, you know, medium possibility could be the new algorithm update, the helpful content update. And I'm going to show you some things today that'll help you really get the best results online from the search engines today, because Google's looking for these helpful type tips and articles on your website. So instead of just a blog page, it's a better way to kind of like highlight your job descriptions as kind of like another blog feed on the website. We're calling them case studies. You can call them whatever you want to call them. Job descriptions, case studies, recent work, recent projects, you know, tree projects, et cetera. And so they really, really help because they're unique articles. So thanks so much for joining us today on the Grow Show Live. I see a couple of people live. Hey, how you guys doing? If you have any questions as we're going through this, just pop a comment in there and I'll answer it as we take a break. These are just 10 to 15 minute weekly live videos that we're doing just on a quick helpful tip for digital marketing for tree service companies. Any company could benefit from this. You just, you know, put your niche in place from it if you're not a tree service company, but tree service companies specifically are who we're targeting. And so this helpful content update with Google has been massive. Let me share my screen really quick with you, and that way you can kind of see exactly what I'm talking about here. All right, so you should be able to see this. This is basically the new Google algorithm update. I went over this last week. I'm not going to go over it in detail this week, but it's basically new ways they're tackling spammy, low-quality content on Google search. So people trying to game the system, people trying to rank websites really, really fast by just, you know, putting out 10, 20, 50 pages on the website really quickly, or sometimes getting de-indexed off the internet. And so we've seen this with other clients' websites. We've heard horror stories. It's been sort of a bloodbath out there with people's websites after this recent Google algorithm update. So again, guys, if you're watching this on YouTube or if you're listening to this on the podcast, like and subscribe to our channel or our podcast. We're coming up with plenty more helpful tidbits, marketing tips coming up real soon on videos and podcast interviews. So we really appreciate a like or subscribe. It really helps the channel and it helps more people find our channel as well. So the new content update is basically where they're just trying to get rid of crappy content. I guess in a nutshell is the way you want to put it. It's just any website with just spammy, copy and pasted, very regurgitated type content. So if it's not a uniquely written article about a certain tree care related project, then it's probably not very helpful, right? So when people find the website, they're probably going to not really like what they find. And so that's not a good experience from Google's perspective, right? Because they want people on their search platform all day, every day, finding what they're looking for. And so this new content update basically is just tackling low quality content. People are just copying and pasting or regurgitating content from other websites. It's just not very good. So if it's unique and it's well written, well, then all the better, right? So one of the things we've done to combat this, and we've been doing this for quite a while now, is having unique job description pages published on client websites. So tree service, think tree service jobs. When you're out in the field and you're doing jobs, what did you do on the job, right? If you could take a couple of pictures, a couple of photos go a long way with the job. So if you take a couple of pictures of the job, right, that's unique content for the job. So you've got now pictures of the job. You want before and after pictures, ideally. You can take a lot of pictures, but just, you know, before and after, ideally having at least that. That way you've got a before picture of the tree before you trimmed or pruned it, or you have a before picture of the tree before you removed it completely and ground the stump up, right? So then after, when you're finished, you have the same angle and the same image showing the before and after. That's pretty powerful for people that find your website and then also want to see proof of work type thing. So a good way to do this is just to, you know, highlight the jobs you're doing. Just describe the work you're doing. You don't have to do every single job, but maybe one a week, you know, you could highlight and say, here's the before and after pictures, and then the bulleted list of kind of what you did on that job. So a bulleted list of the job description would be like, was it residential, commercial? What type of tree was it? What type of service did you do? How long did the job take? What type of equipment did you use? What city and state was it in? So all of these like really specific geo-related articles and specific content about what type of tree service work you did is going to go a long way in ranking your website for all of these miscellaneous searches people are doing in your local market for tree service near me, tree removal near me, because now you're going to have specific articles on your website that talk about oak tree removal in XYZ city and state, right? You know, XYZ tree service performed an oak tree trimming project in XYZ city, a total transformation, right? Something like that. And you can have a page on your website. So think of it as another blog. So you have a blog page on your website. You could have a second blog page on your website. You could just name it case studies, recent work, whatever you want to call it, and then just post pages on the website. This is so powerful for SEO because each one of those is completely unique. It's a completely unique job. And just like every job that you do, none of them are ever exactly the same, right? Yeah, you may go remove trees and things like that, but the access is different. You might use different equipment per tree. You may or may not grind the stump up per tree. Could be an oak tree, pine tree, maple tree, magnolia tree, whatever. It's all going to be unique job descriptions. And then you write an article around that. So let me show you a quick example case study of tree work where you kind of know what I'm talking about as far as like what that looks like and getting articles published on the website that are about your actual job description. A, this is going to help tremendously with SEO and showing up locally because now you get all these unique articles about tree work in your cities and states, exactly where you want to work. B, it shows proof of work, right? It shows your images, it shows your trucks, your branding, your crews. All of that is very unique content, specifically catered for your tree service business. So all you got to do is take the photos. Just be diligent and take the photos out in the field as you're doing the jobs. And so what these look like, so you can think of it like case studies, you know, would be sort of the page. So instead of a blog or in addition to a blog that you already have, just add a case studies page, right? And after you add the case studies page, we'll take a look at one of these, right? It's simply a job description of your job. So the way I like to describe it to our clients is just tell us what you did on the invoice, right? When you invoice your customer, you put specific services that you did on there. Okay, we trimmed 3 oak trees and we removed 2 pine trees. And it was in Atlanta, Georgia, or it was in Dallas, Texas, right? Or it was in a suburb. You know, it could have been a suburb, whatever city and state it was in. What type of trees you trimmed, pruned, removed? Was it residential, commercial? What were specific challenges of the job? Maybe it was in the backyard. Maybe it was on the side of a yard or in between 2 properties or 2 houses that, you know, it was really tough to get to. Those types of things are just make it unique every single time. So you can take a look at this one. This one's basically Southeast Tree delivers effortless oak tree removal for Marietta residential property. So it's basically residential oak tree removal in Marietta, Georgia. You can see how the keyword is there, right? You've got oak tree removal, which is going to help rank the page that we have for tree removal because now you're talking about tree removal. You're talking about a specific kind of tree. And then a bulleted list, right? So this was a residential homeowner. The location was Marietta, Georgia. Type of service, removal of a tree. The duration was 5 hours. The tree size, you could add all kinds of descriptions of the job. Equipment used. Service frequency, was it a one-time job? Is it a repeat job? Like if you're doing tree and plant healthcare, these will be repeat customers. It'll be repeat applications that you're going out. So those are good to describe too. Season, wintertime, specific challenges. Well, this client wanted one tree removed from the backyard that was close to the fence to prevent damage to the shared fence between the neighbors. It was an oak tree and the homeowner wanted to remove the tree and cut it up for firewood. So that was kind of a specific detail of the job. So then you write a small little article around those bullets. So you get these bullets and then you can write a description, a case study of that job with the unique images, you know, of the job, right? So pictures of the trucks that kind of further brand, you know, your business is very helpful, very powerful. And these images are unique. These are not on any other page on the website. This is just a unique photo from that one job So Google likes that. If you continuously use the same photo on every single page of your website, that's okay. I mean, you have the same photo on every page, but what's even more powerful for SEO and the helpful content update is having unique images on each page and images of that specific job, because now these photos don't live anywhere else. Google's not going to see them when they crawl the website on any other page. And then you put a little caption on there before we did the tree removal in Marietta. And then this is basically during the job. So you get a picture of during the job with another little caption, during the tree removal job in Marietta. And then another little, job completion to absolute client satisfaction. And then the cleanup, right? Showing the after photos of the tree being completely gone. And then we always have a plug-in to the Google Map here. Just sends a lot of good signals to the Google Map listing locally in the tree service company's market. So this is basically a job description case study, right? It's very powerful for local SEO. And I just wanted to kind of bring that up to you today so that, a lot of people have a website that they haven't updated in 5 years, right? So if you have an older website, maybe it's time for a new website anyway, right? And this will be a good idea to get a whole new website built, created, new content on all of the pages, fresh content, and then just add a case studies or a job projects or recent work or whatever you want to call that page, case studies, whatever, and then write up unique articles about the work that you're performing, anything noteworthy. Another tip is if you're doing commercial work and you do a nice job at a landmark location in your local area, think car dealership, church, a shopping mall with a big anchor store like Publix or Kroger or something like that. People are going to know and recognize those specific commercial locations. So when you write the article and you have that in the title of the article, those particular businesses like the church, like the car dealerships, things like that, they get search volume already for their dealership. And so when somebody searches for that, then your case study will show up at the top of the search results as well for that particular business name. You get more traffic that way. It's just a great like proof of work and a trust method to get people to trust your business more too by highlighting local businesses that you've done tree service work for. So I just want to kind of go over that with you really quick. I can't get into too much detail. We are going to have a full-blown new SEO formula webinar training coming up at the very beginning of April in about 2 weeks. And we're going to go over this in detail, right? So right now, it's just a little 5-10 minute overview of what it looks like, but we're getting to the nitty-gritty of how it works. Like, how can you provide that to your marketing agency or provide that to us if you're looking to get the best SEO possible for your tree service company website to really get ranked everywhere in your local market for all the service areas? This is the best way to do it, right? The blog, again, the blog is okay. The blog is good. It's content, but it's not actual unique specific content for every single thing. So it just each job you do is going to be unique, right? So you want to write articles around these unique jobs that you're doing in the local area. And it's just going to really help your website just rank for everything. And so that's what I wanted to kind of bring to the forefront today. And again, if you want a full-blown SEO program for your tree service company along with paid ads and different things like that, hit us up. Treeservicedigital.com. This is all we do all day, every day. We've got thousands of data points from Google Ads, the SEO, what's working the best. And we'd love to talk to you as well. So reach out if you want help implementing these types of strategies because they really are powerful. And this is really by far helping our clients the most right now. So I wanted to go do a deep dive in that coming up in the next 2 weeks, show you kind of what that looks like, how it works, and all of that. So let's see if we got any questions today. Oh, Matthew, yeah. I'm gonna get in time contact with Andy Felix. I think Matthew, he might be on the YouTube video of the podcast we did. His information might be on there, or you can look him up on LinkedIn, possibly. I don't know his exact contact information as far as that goes, but if you look him up on LinkedIn, he's there. And then also, I think his contact details could be on the YouTube video podcast that we did the other day. So, or actually a couple of months ago, several months back. We've done two so far with him. But yeah, hopefully that helps. And anybody else have any other questions before we jump off today? Just wanted to make sure I go over that. It's super powerful. These updates are helping our clients tremendously. And you got to watch out. You just can't produce crappy, spammy content on the website. And if you're not constantly updating new articles on your website, then your website's going to fall flat. It's going to be stale and it's going to start moving down the rankings. So you want to make sure you're doing that. Helpful, content updates on your website about, the work that you're doing. Another thing you could do is a press release. to the case study, a press release of the case study. That's a good newsworthy type thing to put out there. So anyway, hopefully everybody's having a great week. And again, look out for, we're going to put inside the Tree Service Marketing Secrets Facebook group. So if you're watching this on YouTube or you're on another platform or in the podcast, just listening to the audio afterwards, we're going to have that webinar, the new SEO formula for 2024 job description SEO. It's going to be on a Friday in about 2 weeks, first week of April. And I'll have an event here inside the Tree Service Marketing Secrets Facebook group. So if you're not a member of the group, just go look us up on Facebook, Tree Service Marketing Secrets, and request to join. As long as you're a tree service company and you're not looking to spam everybody in there, then you're welcome to be a part of the group and be a part of the conversation and kind of what's working today in digital marketing for tree service companies. So hope you guys got some value out of that. And we'll see you on the next video. And again, like and subscribe to our channel, and we'll talk to you guys soon. Have a great day.